poems by Vyacheslav Kuprianov from different books, recited by Olga Volgina and translated by Olga Volgina. Tortures of the Word. Out of the feeling's silence and of the mind's will, silver is born, the word. Time teaches it to walk. Space teaches it to stand its ground. Thought teaches it to fly. Silver, on which life stamps the eternity features. Silver, in answer to the tinkling of which we can hear a good word of equal worth, to the silver sound of which great people and tame beasts turn round, and elephants and whales worship it. For since the very beginning, the mission of the word has been to keep the earth, and the mission of man is to keep the word. Poetry is natural, like a window in a house, artificial, like glass in a window, accidental, like the world behind the window, law-governed, like science emerging eternally at the junction of sunrise's studies and the teaching of sunsets. Brothers, people, at last, gave me the wings, but they threw me into the sea. Brothers, fishes, started biting my wings, and the wings are carrying me along to the disastrous depths, and I think only about my hands fettered by the wings. Everybody said that people needed the wings. Nobody thought how badly the birds missed the hands. Handless, brothers, birds are whirling above me. They won't help me. Like Icarus, who fell down because the sun was too close to him, inspired because people were so close to me, I crashed down into the sea. Brothers, birds, forgive, brothers, people, and fishes. Tram circle. The tram has children. For their sake, it opens its soul to people. And people come in with bags and children. For their sake, it crawls by the circle, forgetting the dream of flight. Late in the evening, the last tram carries a sleeping drunkard, a core of an apple, a red newspaper. The sobers take the drunkard. The apple tree does not come for the core of an apple. Couriers are not sent for the red newspaper. The core of an apple, the red newspaper, that's all the tram brings for its children. And the children say to it, when we become big, we'll become rockets and fly to the large apple in the sky. Let it not become a core. And then let them write about us too in fresh newspapers. Children's games. We shall play war, the children said. And you will be a fascist. No, I don't want to be a fascist. But it is, the children said, just for fun. No, if it's for fun, I'd rather be Einstein, so absent-minded that carried away by peeling potatoes, I'll forget to take part in the creation of the atomic bomb. Or let me be Pushkin, but I'll kill Dantes in a duel for fun, and then I will suffer lonely among monument studentes, or let me be Beethoven, but for fun I'll never grow deaf, and I'll hear the snow falling, but never the bombs falling. The children shouted, we can play only war. The old age. The old age insists on the border revision of my childhood's country. It wants to get back all the children's whys. Why is spring red? Why are we sleepy in the blue evening? Why don't we remember our birthplace? Why don't we know where we will die? On the boundary of the white light with the red spring, in the blue evening, we want to sleep so much. Here we were born, here we will die. The old age says so. You feel somehow ill at ease with someone. With someone, I feel as if I were a diamond swallowed by a hen. I see someone else looking at me as if I were a hen that swallowed a diamond. Undoubtedly, I feel best of all with those whom I treat like a diamond treats a diamond. But sometimes I do miss those with whom I can talk so simply, like a hen with a hen. The expanding universe. The earth blossoms out like a violet. Its petals go farther from each other, Europe, Asia, Africa, America, Australia, and then they will fall off. People will lament for a beautiful gone spring when they were separated by seas and frontiers only. Summer is gone, and we miss not the summer, but just one more summer. And autumn is beautiful, not because it is one more autumn, but because it is cold. A businessman and a snowflake are walking in the sky, and the businessman, unaware that he and the snowflake are walking side by side in the sky, shakes off the snowflake, which has landed on his gray sleeve. And again, the snowflake and he are walking side by side, and again it lands on his gray sleeve. And then the businessman, in a business-like fashion, catches the snowflake and hides it in his gray pocket. When all the winds unite, what a rest there will be. When all the nights unite, what a light there will be. When all the stars unite, what shall we do without our sun? How much light must be shed so that everybody was enlightened? How much blood must be shed so that hearts were not bleeding? In a world that once existed, some had a song, but the others took it away. Then some composed another song, and with that song they attacked the others. And some took away the first song from the others, and the others perished. But some became unaware of what was more precious to them, the song for which they had struggled against the others, or the song which had led them against the others. And so, because of the doubt, Some perished after the others in a world which once existed. Man invented the cage earlier than the wings. In the cages, those with wings sing about the freedom of flight. In front of the cages, those without wings discuss the justice of cages. Every star is the eternal flame, a monument to an unknown planet. Little tragedies happen to little Mozart. He plays in a little hall for few listeners, and they do not understand much in music. And still, small envy gnaws little Salieri. He pours a little poison into Mozart's bag, where pieces of bread are falling. The poison is just enough for Mozart to realize that someone is gnawed by small envy. Trying to avoid it, he begins to grow up, and here is the great Mozart playing in a great hall for great connoisseurs of fine emotions, and now in anyone there can be either a little Mozart or a big Salieri. Life in a tale. A hero has done a good thing. He is being pursued. He throws a comb, a forest grows. He throws a mirror, a lake spreads out. And the fairy nature holds back the pursuit, so as the hero with the rescued beauty had enough time to begin a happy life outside the tale. In a happy life outside the tale, sometimes you feel like giving up all, but for the forest, but for the lake, but for tales. Magician. Once upon a time, there was a great magician, the greatest one in this world. He could perform the impossible, to live a life so unnoticed that nobody would notice him. He could disappear unnoticed and not be back. And he did disappear unnoticed. He won't be back. Do you remember? There was a magician, the greatest one in this world. The Eternal Song. Children, play in the sun. Here are the stars waiting for you. Adults, don't hurry into the shadow. The children are following you. So, the soil is waiting. Love, the moon is rising. In the sea of smiles, look for your reflection. Children, play in the sun. It's nice to be a house for the only heart which you can hardly leave. It's good to be a ladder for the children who are eager to touch a birch's leaves. It's worth being a door for everyone who wants to come in, to creak, but to let them in. And being a window where the light does not go out for those who think it is late. And besides, what a miracle it is to be a pillow for a giddy, a whirling head. The life circle. Childhood dreams of wisdom. Wisdom struggles with truth. Truth longs for happiness. Happiness misses dream. Dream yearns for hope. Hope craves for faith. Faith demands conscience. Conscience speaks of love. Love needs courage. Courage seeks after womanhood. Womanhood waits for motherhood. Motherhood sings about childhood. For a long time before dying, he tried to survive her one and only kiss. He pressed snow and wormwood to his lips. He touched the white bark of a birch tree. He wandered by night looking for the lakes steeped in the young roots of the falling stars. He wrapped himself in the fog, tried to cure himself with a long journey, with a dream in which she resembled many. For a long time he was nursed by other hands, he was bewitched by other lips. Someone prescribed for him the surf noise, the dishes clatter, and for a very long time he tried to survive. And yet, nevertheless, about 40 years later he died, without even being able to sense before his death whether now at last they would be together, or whether only then they parted forever. I know what love is in the language of stars. It is when stars fly to another sky. I know what love is in the language of birds. It is when birds find a new land. I know what love is in the language of leaves. It is when leaves can talk with the wind. I know what love is in the language of the sea. It is when the sky finds its resting ground. I know what love is in the language of people. It is when a hand catches a star, a bird, and a leaf above the sea. I am a poet of my world and of yours. I am a poet of love and enmity between the worlds. And there is a world advancing on me with 7 league strides of progress, wearing high boots from which the dust of the old world is shaken off on me. And there is a world walking over me towards a fleeting recollection of the beautiful instants actually inimitable. These and those worlds walk over me and never know that I am trying to walk too, trampled down into the very heart of the world. Don't. Don't step on clouds. You'll get your feet wet. Don't fly in the air. Birds will peck you to death. Don't go outside naked. Strangers will start on you. Don't cover your face with hands. Friends will not recognize you. Don't, don't, don't. The prophet kept saying, "It's a living volcano we live on." In vain. The deaf are burnt alive in the lava which is getting cool so slowly. The prophet is burnt alive in the glory which is getting cool so slowly. Suddenly a dream came. Russia, like a huge night butterfly or a chimerical feaster, is flattened out on the globe. But the pollen of its wings flung up into the sky, and here the stars are. If it suddenly furls its wings, a faceless abyss will bear itself and swallow up Europe and Asia No America will help anymore. If it suddenly flies up, the tiny globe of Earth will flatten. Even non-Euclid's geometry won't save. I wish I woke up quickly. Severance. The distance between us is the space, the eternally open wound, healed little by little by the time of our only life. Normal life. That amazing sense of normal life. Someone is walking above your head. You are walking above the heads of others. Staring at the ceiling, you sigh, the sky. You stare at the floor. Here is your voice's sound, the ground. You are sad, seeing not a soul on your line of horizon. Poems fly up into the sky like planes. They are floating up in the clouds. The lightning does not touch them. The thunder does not frighten them. They are not afraid of the night. Birds and stars call to them. They smash to pieces, landing on the white paper. Flowers are amazed at the sight of us. We have not a petal. We are colorless. We buzz something, but we are not bees. Wind does not sway us. Dew never shines on us. Rain does not transform us. Snow does not scare us. And we are able to murder for beauty. Numbers. The sun is a star of the sixth magnitude. The Earth is the third planet of the solar system, somewhere in a godforsaken hole on the faraway Milky Way. I am one of 6-7 billion, 1/7 part of a billion, of the multiplying and dying out mankind. There are more and more people regarding their number. I am smaller and smaller, and only in comparison with the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, my magnitude is constant. Translated by Diana Russell. Legend about the ocean. One day, from two continents lying opposite each other, squadrons of submarines set off. So as to go unnoticed, they sank deep down, filling their ballast cisterns with the water of the ocean. And the ocean stopped being. Like the cemetery of huge black sharks, the submarines lay close to each other on the bad ocean bed. Their turrets rose like pedestals for the geniuses of the future who shall explain everything to everybody. The dawn lit up the iron desert, and from the shores of the continents, which lay opposite each other, children started running over the bottom of the former ocean, leaping from turret to turret. Burning the soles of their feet, they ran to meet each other. There they are, in mid-ocean, their dresses flashing among the black boats. The boats may discharge their ballast, the ocean, at any minute. A man's hand. A man's hand holds the hand of a woman and a child. Is raised to vote for or against, stops a rascal, builds, turns over the pages, supports the sleepless head, seeks another hand in union. Waiting. Wait, my dear, do not leave. for at least another day. Give me a chance to see what we can do in our days to make the days remain ours. Wait, children, do not grow so fast. For at least another year, give me a chance to see what to do with you at your age, so that you won't have to repeat the errors I made. Wait, mother, do not grow old, at least for one more life. Give me a chance to repay a tiny part of what you have given to me. Wait, my life. In childhood, the days had looked to me like grown-ups' tunics, faded in the sun, sweetly smelling of toil, of smoke, of nearby wars and faraway worlds. But when I have outgrown the haze of early dawns on any festive day, I now can see all my working years, and too small for me are crimson sunsets, too close is the dark night, and it is time to pass on to those who are young the scope and light of years lived through. From the book In Anyone's Tongue, translated by Francis Jones. Lull. The silence has two broken strings, the last sunbeam dropped in the setting, and the wind no longer winged. The hills, decked with the gold of birches, have now, it seems, become the domes of churches, where in green dreams ladybirds pray to birch gods. A white coat. Give the poet a white coat, a camouflage coat. As winter advances, he is a scout sent out by the warmth of hope to contact undercover snowdrops. Give the poet a white coat. He is a medic, a surgeon, the rarest of specialists in healing the soul, the only one who can fix fractured human wings. Don't go promising him a straight jacket. Give the poet a white coat. His work requires cleanliness. Human injustice. Two hands to feed many mouths, and many hands to gag a single mouth. A single rib to make a woman, and 24 ribs to cage a heart. 32 teeth waiting to bite off a tongue, struggling to find a universal tongue for a humankind armed to the teeth. Face. Into my face I have taken the faces of everyone I love. Who says I am ugly? Drawing lesson 2. A child cannot draw all the sea. A child cannot draw all the land. His meridians never converge. His parallels meet. He lets the round earth slip from its net of coordinates and drift up into the sky. His distances are out of step, frontiers are beyond him. He believes mountains should be no higher than hope, the sea should be no deeper than sorrow, happiness should be no further than the earth. The earth should be no bigger than a child's heart. Singing lesson. Man invented the cage before inventing wings. In cages, the winged sing of the freedom of flight, Before the cages, the wingless sing of the justice of cages. Twilight of Vanity. Every night, the dead man lifts the slab to feel with his fingers whether the name on the stone has worn away. Golden-hearted man. His acquaintances wished him well. The unacquainted wished to make his acquaintance. Day and night, businesslike men with shovels tramp past him and stare at him accusingly. The businesslike men with shovels have a twofold task: to bury him in public and exhume him in secret. In his heart, they suspect gold dust. Golden Autumn. Too many words, it seems, have been cast to the winds. The wind is so sharp. Too many times, it seems, have our heads been in the clouds. The sky is so grey. Too many of us, it seems, have been through fire. The leaves are ablaze. Too much water, it seems, has passed under the bridge since we lost our common tongue. The water wants to freeze so still. How many more talents must we bury in the ever chillier earth for spring to come again? Prayer. May Lily Ferryman lend me your wherry of woodpecker whittled oak. I will steer it through stream, river, sea, through light, through night. Since there is such silence, silence, nothing, nothing will the cuckoo, cuckoo me. The wind infallibly guides blade over blade, but no grass ever invented a violin. The evening lake reflects the Milky Way, but just step onto it, it will vanish, and you will vanish. No waters ever invented ship or sail. No water flows beneath a lying stone, but a rolling stone striking the lying strikes fire. But no stones ever invented candle or lamp. You walk the Milky Way towards a human fire, to the earthly drone of a grassy violin. But who will invent a shorter way? How to become a giraffe? Turn your conscience inside out and slip it on like a skin. Can you see the stains? You can't? Stick your neck out and look down. Things seem clearer from up there. Can you see the stains? You can't? Stretch your neck a bit further. Once it reaches the required length, you will have reached the required height for you to see what you keep hidden even from yourself. The red of shame will add the required color. How to become a crocodile? As soon as you sense that someone sees you as a despicable toad, consider your natural size. Stretch yourself out and crawl on your belly. Now all you need is to go green with spite and open your jaws nice and wide. As soon as you see people scattering in panic, you'll know you've made it. How to become a porcupine? Remember, you are still a man. And think how often you have behaved like a beast. How often men have acted bestially. Imagine what else men are capable of. And once your hair is standing on end, consider yourself a porcupine and apply double quick for a place in the red book. How to become a man. Stop crawling to save your hide. Stop trying to fleece others. Don't let others crawl before you. Tell yourself one more time, stop crawling to save your hide. Stop trying to fleece others. Now try to become a man. For a start, try putting yourself in someone else's skin. Keep looking back. If not, you will never see the one who is breathing the dust of your footsteps, the one who is walking faster than you along this road of yours, the one who, just like you, is only looking ahead through you as yet, and is equally unwilling to look back through himself. How to become a penguin. You cannot fly. You have no song. And so you love to strut with pride in formation or in a crowd. Here is your crowd. And here is you. Here, there. Everyone marching without a song or a dream of flight. So off you go. Look, you are a penguin too. Laughter. I laugh at myself because I can hear them laughing at us. They laugh at us because they can see what we are laughing at. But the saddest of all is he who wants to laugh last. It's laughable to have to wait that long. Translated by Dasha Nisula. Contemporary man too. Contemporary man extends himself through the wire together with the murmur of the sea, jams himself into the shell of the telephone, compresses himself, seeks immortality on a phonograph record, becomes a sea monster, a prisoner of the television aquarium. He becomes more portable, more compact, more contemporary. Already he can be switched on, switched off, made louder, softer. He does not see you, does not hear you, he does not know you. Optimistic geography. North America still has not slipped into South America. Asia Major still has not crushed Central and Asia Minor. Europe still has not fallen through the Mediterranean onto free Africa. Africa still has not been swallowed by the Sahara. Icebergs of Antarctica still have not succeeded in merging with the ice of Greenland. Forces of gravity still surpass any armed forces. The political map of the world has not been destroyed by the physical map.